It's a beautiful
Talk. Pepsi-Cola's expert panel with Meg. How are you doing this Monday morning? You ready to get your work week started? Well, we're ready. We've got some folks in the studio this morning. They're ready because they are always ready. They're from the City of Pensacola Sanitation, Pensacola Energy. We've got in the house John Scanlon and Nathan Doyle. They've been on the show before. Good morning, guys. Welcome back.
Hey, good morning. Thanks for having us.
Yeah.
Good morning, Meg.
It's
good
a gorgeous day. It's a little cooler. Humidity's not so bad. Can we cross our fingers that we don't have 110 heat index today? Would that be nice?
Oh, I'm hoping.
That'd be so nice.
I was thinking about you because I know you're all coming in today, and I thought, good grief, these poor folks that are out there on the streets right now with sanitation services, all I can say is God bless them.
Well, they worked all day on Saturday. They had the mayor's cleanup on Saturday.
Oh, that's right. How did that go?
It went excellent. They were over off of Spanish Trail on the... And just so much stuff collected. What a great way to clean up the city. And they spent, when I say all day... All day. That, you know, our staff did an incredible job. And, you know, from the before and the after, completely different. We helped everybody clean out their garages, clean up all that stuff that's been collected in the summertime. So it was a great time. And we got another one in September.
I was going to say, how often do y'all do that?
We do it the last Saturday of the month from January through October. So there's 10 different 10 different sections of the city that we do.
Uh-huh.
And we do the first one on in January, second one in February. And you can find that information on the City of Pensacola's webpage, cityofpensacola.com. Go to the sanitation department section. Also, we send out cards, little flyers to that area that's being serviced that month. So just be on the lookout. September's coming up, and it's on the other side of Spanish Trail, so you should be getting something real soon. And it's got those holiday updates on there, too. So
good.
You can put that, if you get in the mail, throw it on your refrigerator, and you can see all those holidays that are coming up.
Okay, that sounds good. So how would you, let's say I live on that section of Spanish Trail that's next, and I see the notice. Do I have to sign up or let them know to come to my place, or how does all that work?
You just set it out on the curb.
Okay.
No earlier than 3 days before. So we say that Wednesday, and it has to be out by 7 a.m. that Saturday morning.
Gotcha.
And that is the only time that we collect paint cans.
Oh.
And so if you have paint cans that's been collecting in your garage during the mayor's cleanup, we will pick those up. But that is the only time. We don't do it any other time.
Okay.
So if you have a bulk waste pickup, we're not able to get those. Only during your mayor's cleanup.
Ooh, okay. Anything else besides paint cans that I'll be on the lookout for that's in my garage?
Oh, any of that stuff. Tires. And that's the great.
Tires. That's a good one.
And we will pick those up during a regular bulk pickup. It is $3 a tire.
Okay.
But then your standard stuff, you can have, furniture. We pick up, old appliances.
What about mattresses?
Yeah.
I see those on the street sometimes, and I think, ooh, is that the place to put those?
Well, if it's in front of their home, they can do a bulk pickup.
Right.
Just give us a call, 850-435-1890, and schedule it. It's usually on the same day as your yard waste pickup. So we'll come by, so if yours is Monday, it's going to be scheduled for a Monday.
Mm-hmm.
You just set it out a couple of days beforehand. We come by and pick it up for you. There is a charge. It starts at $15 for the first 3 minutes, but they use a big claw and they can get a lot of stuff in that 3 minutes. And
then I would imagine. I've seen that claw. It's a little scary. It's like a science fiction movie.
Yeah, and they're incredible with what they do. They're very skilled operators.
Oh, excellent.
I've got something for that. There was a customer that called up and she mentioned she had hit the timer as soon as he got there. And she said, you know what? I want to make sure you know what time this person was there. And so it's really important for everybody to know until he actually starts operating that claw, that's when the timer starts.
Okay.
So don't worry if he's sitting there. Sometimes they have to go through the phone, look at the order, verify everything. And then after they're done picking up, he'll go on the phone and make sure there are pictures there because everything's documented.
Gotcha. Okay. But don't worry if he's there for, 10 minutes. You're not going to charge for
don't
that.
Don't worry about that.
That's good to know. No, those are helpful hints.
And if you're interested, I do have, they did an incredible amount of work this weekend.
Mm-hmm.
Total weight was 56 tons.
What?
For mayor, that's in one day.
Good grief.
Just an incredible amount of stuff that was put out. And of course, again, for that section, there's no cost for that. It's the mayor's cleanup.
Wow.
So that is a part of your service for your mayor's cleanup. You put it out there. There was no charge for any of those customers.
Wow. And that's just one neighborhood.
That's one neighborhood, yes.
I shudder to think the whole city. But thank God we're doing it. That's really great. And that, as you said, is the first weekend of every month.
Well, it's the last Saturday.
Weekend, sorry, last
and
Saturday.
All the way to October. Okay. So we don't do it in November, December.
That makes sense.
But then January we start again. And it never changes. So if yours is in January, it's always in January.
Gotcha. Okay. So now you mentioned the holidays, and we do have a couple coming up here. So can you give us some kind of a rundown of how that's going to change things for our city residents?
Sure. So Labor Day is coming up September 7th. It's a Monday.
It's a week from today.
Yes.
Three-day weekend. I can't believe that. I don't know. There's some part of my brain that's going, this can't be happening. I'm not ready.
So their normal day off is Wednesday.
Okay.
So if you think of Monday and Tuesday, just shifting. So Monday's pickup will actually be on Tuesday. Tuesday gotcha. Pickup will be Wednesday.
So don't put your garbage out there on Monday.
Well, here's the good thing about this, when it falls on a Monday, mm-hmm. if you do put it out Sunday night just because you forget the holiday.
Right.
It'll just be out there till Tuesday.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, that's not too bad.
No, so you know, you put it out early, it's not too bad. It's whenever it's a Thursday or Friday and we move a day forward, that's when things happen. So this one's like, okay, it sits out there for a little longer. Okay. But, yeah, so if yours is a Monday pickup that's coming up Monday, set it out Monday night. We're going to pick it up Tuesday. And if yours is a Tuesday pickup, pick it up, send it out Tuesday night. We're going to pick it up Wednesday.
Gotcha. Okay, that makes perfect sense.
And Thursday and Friday are unchanged.
Okay, so for this next week, everything's the same. Okay, good to know. I love this update. The timing is perfect. You guys usually come in right before the holidays, so that's good. Okay, so I've been thinking about you this summer. I decided to get really proactive about recycling. So I have two garbage cans in my kitchen now. I have one for trash, then I have one for plastic, for the plastic bottles, and I have a bag for cardboard. And so I used to go to Summit where they had the cans there, but I said, okay, I'm not going to quit just because they moved it. So I go over to the Leonard Street and drop it all off. And there's a big, you know, the big bins there. But I want you to know every time I go, there's people there.
It is so busy.
So impressed because I think, well, I'm the only person in Pensacola doing this because you kind of feel like, I don't know, am I going overboard here? But it makes me feel good. And then I go there and I see, oh my gosh, all these people are there.
Yeah.
I mean, there's a lot of people that are doing this.
So how's your experience been there, Meg?
Great. I walk in. I mean, I get there. I pull up and then you have the great big, they're like big, I don't know what you would call those, the big bins.
Mm-hmm, the big roll-off containers.
Yeah, those big containers. And then I have a little bag. I take it out of the bag and drop everything off. So.
Well, I'll be on the lookout for you. I know myself, Nate, a lot of our staff, we go out there and we help people and we try to talk. While it is open, we have people there. You know, it is self-serve, so you go and you put stuff
in
there.
It's easy. I mean,
we hand out holiday schedules. We talk with everyone. And we want to make sure they're having a great experience there. So.
I was fine. I mean, I can pull my car right up there, so I put everything in the trunk. I just opened up the trunk, and then I'm two steps to right there. The only thing that I haven't been as good at, but I don't think I have as much anymore as I used to, is glass. But I noticed you had bins separate for glass, right?
Yes, we have those. It's on the other side, the little garbage. Just like
garbage
cans.
Saw that. Yeah, but I thought, oh, okay, because I don't have a lot of, I don't typically have a lot of glass anymore, except for maybe marinara jars.
So if one, throw glass in there, and we pick those up, and you know, and then we have all our cardboard and everything else in a separate container. I'm glad you saw it. You've been here recently, then.
Yeah, so, it was literally last Friday, I think, Thursday or Friday.
Now,
we
didn't mention it, but
you
we do have
the markings on there too.
Yeah, we did. We put new signs
I'm
up.
I'm telling you, I'm a regular. Yeah. We put some new signs up.
So we're usually open Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday, 6 to 4.
That's what I was going to ask you. The hours.
But next week it does change.
Okay.
Because Monday is closed, but because we're going to be working Wednesdays. Next week, we're going to be Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday.
Okay.
So anytime a holiday falls on one of those Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, or Friday, we're going to have Wednesday open instead.
Nice.
So we're still going to be the 4 hours. And then we had mayor's cleanup this last Saturday. We're there at the office. We're working all day on a mayor's cleanup.
Mm-hmm.
If you come between 7 a.m. and probably 2 or 3 o'clock and that gate's open, feel free to use it. We're there. You can come in, take your recycling. And I say two or three because some days we work later. I think it was around 7 o'clock this
Saturday.
I
think I might have gone there after six one time and it was open.
Yeah, we do long hours.
Yeah, I think it was. So
if it's open, come on in. But if you get there after hours and the gates close, yeah. We're getting some rest.
Well, let's give the address out because we're talking like everybody knows where this is. And it took me a minute to find it. So to kind of explain easy directions on how to get there.
Sure. It's 100 West Leonard Street. Mm-hmm. And it's at the northwest corner of Palafox and Leonard.
I found if I go up Palafox, go from Savandy's north on Palafox and just take a left. It's Leonard Cross Street is actually that corner, but yep. Take a left on Leonard and it's right on the right. You can't miss it.
Yes, perfect. There's two gate openings if you're looking to the right. The second gate opening, you'll see signage that speaks about the recycling area. So you just go in there and there's another big sign right in front of where the bins are.
Well, it's really worth it, and it makes a big difference for so many different reasons in terms of the recycling. And I saw on Facebook, it said, and I wasn't quite sure what it meant, but I saw a thing that said that congratulations, Pensacola, you're at 93%.
Yes,
so
we
what
are
is
so
that?
Proud.
I know, so what does that mean exactly?
So 93%, that's clean. When we say clean, that is stuff that is acceptable recycling.
Okay.
Of course, we want to clean. You know, no food scraps, no soda left in the containers.
I've gotten a little neurotic about it. I'm rinsing everything out.
Thank you. But hey, you're the reason why it's you and everybody else in Pensacola. We're at 93%. So that means we only have 7% contamination.
Uh huh.
And what's kind of crazy about that is, speaking with the recycling partnership. Mm-hmm. The average for Florida, 27% contamination.
Wow.
The average for the nation, 25%.
Wow.
City of Pensacola, 7%. It's just incredible, incredible job. So,
yay. Yay, team.
Yeah. Yeah. So since the recycling restarted, this is back in July of 25, we've collected over 2 million pounds of recyclables.
Wow.
And that, you know, that's 1,069 tons, almost 1,070.
Mm-hmm.
And of that, only 7% was contaminated. And that could be
that's great.
Styrofoam. That could be, garbage bags. Mm-hmm. Those aren't recyclable in this program. But, man, what an incredible number. Just a fantastic job. We're so proud of that.
I'm proud of everybody. And I take my plastic bags to a grocery store that accepts those. So yes. Got a little. But I have this image in my head of those big garbage barges that used to that may still go out into the Gulf or go out into the Atlantic and dump garbage.
Ooh.
So I'm sitting here thinking if I can just lighten that load a little bit, I'm doing my part.
Well, just to make sure that that is not images from sanitation of City of Pensacola.
It's more like New York, so you know.
Yeah, ours do go to the Perdido Key landfill.
Yay.
For the garbage. And then our recycling goes to the MRF for ECUA.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're both going, no, that's not us. No.
Yeah, we stay in trucks.
Okay, good. But I just feel good about doing it. It's something that helps you feel good. You know, you gain self-esteem by doing esteemable things, someone told me once.
Yeah, and to know that's making such a huge impact, that 93%.
That's great.
It's awesome. Awesome. And again, I can't thank the citizens enough. Everybody, and I talked to so many people at our location on Leonard Street, and they're breaking it down and they're throwing it in there, and you know they have a real passion for it.
Yeah.
You can tell.
Yeah, absolutely. If you just joined us, this is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg, talking with our friends from the City of Pensacola Sanitation Services Department. We have John here and Nathan, and you can always text in questions for them if you've got a question about your neighborhood or anything goes in terms of the sanitation services. They are the experts. 850-437-1620. And we did get a question that came in. How much does it cost to get extra garbage cans? Because I know they have the recycled cans, you have the regular, but somebody might have 10 kids who might need an extra can. How does that work?
So if you just have one garbage can, it's the $24.99 price. If you add an additional garbage can, it's $8 on top of that.
Oh, that's not too bad. So it's not an additional $24.99 or whatever. No, it's just $8.
It's $8.
$8.
Just like recycling. So you can have a recycling can or an additional garbage can, and it'll add $8 to your month. And you do a recycling and garbage, it's $8. Mm-hmm. So, or $8 and $8. So.
Yeah, no, that's not bad at all. It's worth it. It's well worth it than having to trek it out there several times during the week.
Absolutely.
So. Okay, 850-437-1620. If you've got a question for the guys here, they are going to be happy to answer them for you. So we've talked a little bit about recycling, and we've talked about some other things. I guess one of the things to talk about, what items can be recycled? Because that can be tricky in different places.
So the easy way to remember it is your number one and two plastics. Mm-hmm. I know there are more numbers than that, but if you stick to the one and twos, you're safe.
So what does one and two plastic mean?
So it'll have it. It's like your milk jugs. It'll have a little, you know, recycle symbol with a number inside of it.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Just look on it. Yeah. And it'll
have a one or two on there. No, I didn't know that. That makes it really easy.
It makes it super easy.
Is that near the barcode on it or?
Usually. Sometimes it's placed different, but it's like an imprint on the plastic.
Okay. It's usually on the bottom. And that's going to be, you know, your number ones are going to be your clear water bottles, soda bottles, salad dressing containers.
Oh, yeah.
And again, you want to rinse that stuff out. And your number twos, that's going to be those opaque milk jugs, your laundry detergent containers, shampoo bottles, stuff of that nature.
So they're opaque rather than the clear ones. Mm-hmm. Okay. So you've got that plastic. But what about the other things that might be on the borderline? I'm never quite sure when I get something to go, you know, from a restaurant, or I get that to-go box, and it's that styrofoam white with the lid. What are those aren't recyclable,
those are
right?
Not, no.
Okay,
no,
I just want to make sure. Yeah, there's no styrofoam. Okay, I just wanted to make sure.
Yes.
So, because when you start doing it, then you get kind of you can tell I got a little crazy.
But I always do it. You know, depending on the level of the contaminants in there,
right.
When we recycle at our house, sometimes we'll get a maybe some fried chicken or something like that. And if they have a lot of liners in there,
mm-hmm.
and we get done with it, it's just a cardboard box. There's no grease. There's no food in it. We'll do that. But you know, if it doesn't have that liner, mm-hmm. and that bottom's almost see through,
right.
I don't want to throw that in there. That's gonna be garbage. But you know, anything that cardboard, paper, plastics, mm-hmm. that one and two, definitely acceptable.
Well, and I know now I see all the time, everybody's ordering things from Amazon and online. So I see those Amazon boxes are so nice. They're like brand new, and I'm always hesitant to throw it away. But you can recycle those, right?
Absolutely.
And do you have to take the tape off, or is it okay? Or do you need to break them down? Is that helpful? Or
break them down.
Break them down.
Okay.
So and for curbside recycling, break them down. And that goes, even if you're throwing it in your garbage can, if you're mm-hmm. not part of the recycling program and you have a large box that came in, or even just a decent sized box, and you smash it down in that container, sometimes that'll get lodged in there, and
right.
it doesn't allow the rest of the contents to get dumped into the truck.
Oh.
That actually creates a blockage. So
we always want to
break it down. You want to save space in there, you know, that way you can get your full cans worth. So break those boxes down. My kids and I, we try to tear them apart.
Make a game
of it. Who can do it fastest? They're out there stomping on them, So, but right. break them down.
yeah, that makes it a lot easier. Plus, the big containers kind of have a slit where you can sort of slide them in. So you kind of have to.
Yeah.
To get them in there. So, well, I'm excited that you're here because it's so important. But the last time you were here, we talked a little bit about, I guess there was a backlog, I think, of yard waste at one point, mm-hmm. A few months ago. How's that going?
Oh, it's going so great. They are on track. The only thing that causes it to kind of lag behind is personnel issues and mm-hmm. equipment issues.
Right.
Last week, we were on track, on point. This week, I believe they will have to work Wednesday
mm-hmm.
this week because we had kind of a rough start today.
Yeah.
But the supervisor for that crew is really, really skilled, and he can usually see where his personnel is and what predict what it will be, and it's usually very accurate.
Well, I have a question for you about that, because obviously we've been having some thunderstorms and we've had some high winds that have come through and blown a few tree limbs down and things like that. If you suddenly have a limb that comes down in your yard, your driveway, who should you call for that? Does that fall under the city of Pensacola sanitation, or how does that work?
Well, if it falls, it is up to the homeowner to have it removed. When mm-hmm. I say removed, from their yard.
Right.
So to bring it out to the curb.
Gotcha.
And we do have that limit. It's got to be under 6 foot in length.
Oh, okay.
And smaller than 8 inches in diameter.
Okay.
So, if a 12-foot tree branch falls,
right.
you're going to want to cut it one or two times
mm-hmm.
instead of just dragging the whole thing out there. Put it, that way they can service it with that claw.
Now, if you had somebody, let's say, that was a senior, maybe they wouldn't have the ability to do that. Can they make a call, or is there any avenues for help? Oh, I got to stump them. Yeah. I think I stumped the panel.
Well, I would say
Or
call
you just
us.
Need to call your friends.
I would say call us, because if it's something that has fallen down and you are ADA I don't think we're going to say no to you.
Okay. Well, you guys are nice guys.
We're going to help you one way or another.
We'll find some avenues. We'll point you in the right direction.
Yeah. Okay.
Our crews, they're not going to go out and move and stuff. They are limited with the equipment.
Sure.
But we can find some avenues. Maybe we'll get in touch with somebody. So.
Okay. No, that sounds good. Okay. So what have we not touched on? And then we've got a few more minutes to go. The time has flown by that you wanted to touch on.
My biggest one is that, I just want to remind everybody how easy it is to sign up for curbside recycling.
Yes. Okay.
Yeah, this program's going so well, and I know everybody kind of wants to see how it's going. And if you want to be a part of it, a lot of different easy ways to get involved. You can call 311.
Okay.
You can also call us at our office 850-435-1890. And then my favorite one to say, especially now because of that, doing such a great job. cityofpensacolarecycles.com.
Hey.
So we are doing it. We are 93% recyclables, just an incredible number. And so if you remember that address, that email address, or I'm sorry, website address, it nails it. cityofpensacolarecycles.com.
I love it.
Because that's what we do.
That's great. Now, do you have to be a City of Pensacola resident to drop up your items off?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. So I just want to clarify. So, it's not for all the county.
It's an exclusive to Pensacola residents.
Okay. But it's a great service. It really, really is. Yeah. Okay. Well, someone may be just joining us. They're just getting in the car and they're on their way to work. Review the holiday hours, because it is Labor Day next Monday. A lot of folks will be closed. So maybe recap for folks that are putting their garbage out.
Yeah, so September 7th, Labor Day, Monday, we will be closed. So anybody who has Monday normal pickups, it will be on Tuesday. Tuesday pickups will be on Wednesday. Thursday and Friday will be unchanged.
Okay, that's pretty easy to remember.
And I do want to cover, especially we were talking about the recycling.
Yes.
Again, if you remember those big four, paper, cardboard, plastics, the one and twos,
mm-hmm.
Then steel and aluminum cans.
Oh, that's a good point. Mm-hmm. What about those?
Yeah, absolutely. Those are recyclables. Throw them in your curbside recycling.
Okay.
Or you can bring them down to Leonard Street, the 100 West Leonard. But there's a lot of stuff that people grab and they kind of think that might be recyclable, but we don't want to take that chance because it doesn't mean contamination.
Right.
And some of those items are going to be garden hoses. Plastic
right.
string. And you already talked about it, the plastic bags you can get from a grocery store,
mm-hmm.
or even regular. We want it loose in the can. You don't want to have bags in there. Those
right.
bags do mess up the sorter. So we're not able to recycle plastic bags.
Mm-hmm.
Those are some of the big ones. We found tackle boxes.
Oh, no. They're plastic, right?
Yeah, because they're plastic. And I say tackle boxes, a way to describe it.
I know the ones you're describing.
A little clear container, mm-hmm. and that is not recyclable. So even though it is plastic, and you first think, of course this would be, that one is not. This is mostly going to be your household items.
Mm-hmm.
Plastic toys, stuff like that, are not recyclable in this program. So it's those everyday use items, like we talked about, the water bottles, the laundry detergent, any of those harder plastics we are unable to accept.
Gotcha. No, it's good to know, because there's a distinguishing factor between those.
Absolutely.
Is that what the right way to say
yeah,
it?
Yeah, yeah.
And we do have some new labeling on those containers with nice, big, colorful pictures.
I saw that.
And then we have our phone number on that big sign. So if you ever get there and you have a question,
mm-hmm.
you can give us a call, 850-435-1890. But also, if you're already there, a lot of times we'll have somebody walking around. We'll come out and, again, we like to greet everybody. Or you can just knock on the door. And if you have any questions, we've had some disabled come up there. And I know I've done it. Nate's done it. And a lot of our staff has. We'll go out and help them. It's very difficult for some of them to get those large cardboard pieces out.
Right.
We'll assist. We can give a hand on that.
Okay. No, that's great. We're talking with Nathan and John, who are with the City of Pensacola Sanitation Services, all about recycling. The big holiday coming up on Monday. Why don't we recap that one more time, just in case someone's just joining us.
If your pickup is Monday, it's going to be Tuesday. If your pickup is Tuesday, it's going to be Wednesday. Thursday and Friday, you're good to go. No change.
Okay.
And I kind of want, it seems early, but like you said, we can't believe that the holiday is already here. But our holidays are coming up pretty quickly. Next thing you know, it's going to be November and December.
Mm-hmm.
Those holidays do fall on, it'll be Friday this year.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And well, of course, Thanksgiving's Thursday.
Mm-hmm.
And so if you're a Thursday, pick up Thanksgiving. You're going to be one day earlier. You're going to be Wednesday.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And then when it falls on Friday for Christmas, mm-hmm. and I believe New Year's too this year, if it falls on Friday, Thursday's pickup's Wednesday's, Friday's pickup's Thursday.
Okay.
So if it falls on a Thursday or Friday, no, it's going to be a day earlier.
All right. You guys make it easy.
Thank
you. There's no reason why people shouldn't be recycling. And thanks to everybody that does. We've got a good score. Let's keep it up.
Yeah.
Thank you so much to John Scanlon, Nathan Doyle. We'll have you back again as we get closer to the holidays, too.
Can't wait. Thank you, Meg.
All right. Thank you so much for all you do for the city of Pensacola. Thank you so much for being on Pep Talks.